with Allah Ta'ala's fadl, with Allah's blessings, and with the special glance and mercy of our pious predecessors, and with the attention of Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah, in this day and age of negligence, in which there are more who have forgotten Allah, and those who remember Allah are less. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such, you can say, useless people, the ability to gather around to do His dhikr, to remember Him. Where are we? Look at us. And where is Allah Ta'ala's karam, Allah's mercy and blessings? There are no words, there is no dialogue that can be utilized to be grateful to Allah. It's just Allah Ta'ala's fadl and Allah's mercy. And to be grateful for such opportunities, what should we do? We should accept this ni'mah of Allah, and we should continue and implement this ni'mah of Allah. And we should appreciate this ni'mah of Allah, because the whispering of shaitan, it brings blockages in our path. There's no doubt. But when the path starts to get blocked, and nafs and shaitan start to overwhelm a person and try to take us far from Allah Ta'ala's mercy of His remembrance, then one thing we should remember always at that time, one thing, that Allah, You are being merciful to us and we are being ungrateful to You. What a bad situation. A bad situation. We should do shukr to Allah that, Allah, You are giving us Your karam, Your mercy, that in such a generation, day and age, You are giving us the tawfiq to remember You. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Qur'an, and Allah Ta'ala has praised the dhakirin, inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Subhanallah. So the pious predecessors, our pious elders, have stated that here where Allah Ta'ala has said ulil albab, la ayatin li ulil albab, in other words, Allah Ta'ala is addressing with pride and happiness with regards to a special select group of people in the Qur'an. And which is that qawm? Those people are the ulil albab. Those who have aql, those who have intellect, those who have understanding, wisdom. So now, this is, you could say, the meaning or definition of this portion of the Qur'an. But in reality, what does it mean by those people who have understanding? The people of understanding. We think the people of understanding are those who are in the dunya, they are progressing, they are going further ahead in terms of advancement, or they are very busy in the world, occupied, or they are attaining high status in the world. No. Now here, the pious elders have said that ulil albab doesn't mean those who are progressing dunya. Rather, it's those who are the ahli ma'rifah, who are those, the circle of people who are close to Allah, Allah's ma'rifah. Those who are the ahl ma'rifah, those people who seek the love of Allah and they want to be immersed in the love of Allah. These are the ahl ma'rifah. And the objective of their life is the love of Allah, is that if they are traveling on the journey to Allah and they want to find nearness to Allah. And here, ulil albab, this is the definition of Hazrat Nur al-Maqad. I remember a couplet that Hazrat used to recite many times, and it's in Suraiki dialect, a very great couplet and verse that Hazrat used to recite. In other words, Hazrat would praise in this way, if we come, ulil albab, that who are those people? Who are those with the ma'rifah of Allah? And Hazrat used to say that every moment the praise of those people, the definition of those people is that they are always busy in the remembrance of Allah. And they don't know that what's happening to their left or to their right. They're not bothered. They're not worried about what's happening around them. They just have one function. They want to be immersed in the remembrance of Allah. And these are those people called ulil albab, the ahli ma'rifah, the people of ma'rifah, the people who are close to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Subhanallah. Big praise. Big praise. Allah says, these are the ulil albab. They do the dhikr of Allah. They don't just do dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. But Allah Ta'ala has described that their position when they do dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has explained how they do dhikr. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has defined clearly their condition. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has explained that these are not those people who are not aware of what they're doing. They are near to me, they remember me, and they don't just remember me. I've done this many tasbih. No, الَّذِينَ Allah says, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember me standing, sitting down, and lying down in all circumstances and positions. They remember me, Allah says, I'm not just saying they remember me. There are people in the dunya who remember Allah, but Allah Ta'ala says, they are أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah has praised them, defined them, and Allah has defined their amal. What a great point this is, a great point. This is their function, their job. They are so immersed in Allah's remembrance that wherever they are in the world, they're occupied in the world, in the dunya. Their business is progressing. They have a wife, they have children, they have to buy shopping, they have to eat and drink, they have to give the bills, and they are occupied in the pastimes of the world. But they're not detached from the world, rather their heart is detached from the world. So physically they live in the world, that they hands are in the occupation of the world, but their heart is attached to Allah. Even though they're busy in the world, they're working with their hands, they're working with their bodies, they have to move around, walk around, travel around, but their heart is not devoid of the remembrance of Allah, even for a moment. And these are the ulil albab. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And here a very important point comes, my friends. We have to hear this clearly, that this is now the Naqshbandi Silsila that's coming. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. So we all, the khadim, the servants of the Naqshbandi Silsila, Alhamdulillah. So here, Allah Ta'ala has given us another beautiful secret unravel. Look how the walis of Allah have commentated on this and explained this to us. And here when Allah Ta'ala talks about the Ahl-e Ma'rifah, the people who are close to Allah, then the pearls come out from the meaning of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says that not just dhikr of Allah, as Allah said, that it's not just that the people who are close to Allah, that they are busy in dhikr. No, on top of this, they have another habit, and the way that they do dhikr is very unique. And what is that habit? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In other words, in their dhikr, it's not just remembrance of Allah. Rather, on top of that, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned something here, that they have a combination alongside, in parallel with doing the dhikr of Allah. There's another action in parallel, and that's combined with that. They're doing dhikr of Allah, and they're doing fikr at the same time. Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. What a great combination. So, the people of understanding, they do dhikr, and they do fikr of Allah. Allah said, this is the high stage of dhikr. Combination, actions in parallel. It's not just empty dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, but they have fikr as well. So a person who does dhikr and does fikr, SubhanAllah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has stated, and Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith has narrated this also in his writing, that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, that he's saying, I remember this and I'm telling you this, that dhikr and fikr, they both come together when we do maraqabah. When a person does maraqabah, when a person does maraqabah, silent dhikr, which is taught by the Naqshbandi teachers, the Naqshbandi school teachers, then there's a combination of dhikr and fikr. It is stated maraqabah has two inherent factors, elements. One is to do dhikr of Allah, and at the same time you do fikr at the same time. In combination, you're not worried about the dunya, you're not worried about the world. You're doing dhikr, but in parallel with dhikr, you have a fikr, you have a worry that I want to make myself immersed in the ma'rif of Allah, in the love of Allah, in the fikr, in the worry, and in the remembrance of Allah. When a person does this, his tongue, his mind, his body, his life, everything is lost in the path of Allah. He doesn't speak on his own, he doesn't think on his own accord, rather he goes to one track. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I try to explain it a bit better, is that a person's lost, you could say. He's lost, or he's not lost, literally, but he's occupied totally. He doesn't speak or say anything of his own accord. He does such a dhikr that he goes into total occupation. He's immersed in the fikr. So when these both things come together, then that is defined as maraqabah. Maraqabah. People call it meditation or remembrance. But this is Hazrat Sa'd radiyallahu anhu. Again, I quote to you a hadith that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah has narrated. This hadith, I'm not saying this, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahimahullah has narrated this hadith, that Hazrat Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu stated that I heard myself from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that maraqbah, silent dhikr, subhanallah, is 70 times greater than the dhikr done by the lips, by the mouth. It's a greater dhikr. And this is the hadith that has been narrated by this, that the dhikr, silent dhikr, maraqbah, in which there is a combination of fikr and dhikr. Like for example, if I say La ilaha illallah and I say dhikr, I do dhikr loudly, but there's no fikr in this. But when a person goes into a maraqaba, silent dhikr, dhikr khafi, then it becomes a great combination. And in this state, Allah's rahmah and mercy and fadl that comes, that is of a very high level. High level. You'll see a person, he's doing dhikr silent, he's not speaking, you cannot hear him, he's immersed, totally occupied in Allah Ta'ala's name. Allah, Allah, Allah. And this thing increases. Obviously, when a person makes effort, as nisbat, and he has the company of the teacher, the more the person, the student has the company of the teacher, because dhikr of maraqaba, listen carefully, that without a shaykh kamil, you cannot learn dhikr khafi. And you know, we say, I am going to learn dhikr. In reality, is this dhikr that a person travels and goes towards or takes company of a shaykh, of a friend of Allah, the Hazrat, please teach me the dhikr of the heart so I can illuminate my heart. And this you cannot learn without the shaykh, without the qualified teacher. And the whole link of this is related to the shaykh. Soon as a person goes into maraqaba and he is busy in dhikr, and if the shaykh is doing dhikr and maraqaba at the same time, then all the fuyus and blessings and mercies come via the shaykh to the student. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. And when the link between the student and the teacher is strong, when there's itaqad, the student has trust in the teacher, aqeed in the teacher, it'ad and muhabbat and love of the teacher, then for example you have a gathering, because this is a majlis of tasawwuf, of the science, of the subject, of purification of the heart. That's why I'm speaking about this subject to you. There's no other reason, because mashallah you have this desire and you're sati for dhikr, and I have heard this from our pious elders and I share this with you. So inshallah this will help you in your lives. So when a person sits with his shaykh in the same majlis and he does maraqaba, when the shaykh has taught the student dhikr, and that individual is there for the sake of Allah's love, that individual is there, he's weak. Obviously the student is weak, he's seeking the closest to Allah, he's on the path, the journey, but he wants that sincerely, he wants the love of Allah. There are many people that I've seen, the people who have a link with me, and they have a complaint that we are weak, but in reality, what are they? They are not weak, they're not frail, they have weakened themselves. Why? Because the shaykh is like the ocean. Let's take the example. The teacher is like the ocean, and the ocean gives water. It distributes water. It's a vast ocean. But if the student doesn't attain the quenching of the thirst, it's because that student doesn't have the quality or the capability to absorb the water. But if the murid, if the student increases his or her capacity, and as Rabta Shaykh, as the love and the itiqad and the trust and the muhabbat with the teacher, then the quality of that container will increase and the absorption will increase, and then that person can quench his or her thirst, the student. So in the majlis there are different people doing dhikr, so there are different levels of attainment in the gathering. The students attain things and blessings in different levels. Why? A certain individual or student will attain more because his nisbat, his connection with the shaykh is more, love with the shaykh is more, and trust with the shaykh is more, and desire is more, so that student will attain more. So when an individual does maraqaba, alhamdulillah, is occupied, not lost but occupied in silent dhikr, then the student absorbs the fuyus and the barakah that descend from Allah via the company of the shaykh to the student. And as the student continues and increases maraqaba, and our pious predecessors have said that do as much maraqaba as you can. As much. Do it in high quantity, high abundance. Don't leave a moment of the day in which you're not in maraqaba. The easiest way is to do maraqaba in high quantity. And this is a great, great ni'mah. This is a ni'mah upon ni'mahs. That if a student can do maraqaba with his shaykh in a certain place, then that is a massive ni'mah. Massive gift. And then a lot of fares is attained by the student. Alhamdulillah, but it depends that how much trust does that have person have for shaykh, that where the water is going to come from, that how much link does that student have with the ocean that is distributing the quenching of the thirst. And the biggest point that a student should have is itiqad, trust in his teacher, belief in his teacher, love for his teacher. And this elevates the status of the student. And then the student receives the ni'mas of Allah, the rahmas of Allah, the mercies of Allah. And Allah has told us directly that this tariqah is the best. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. And this hadith has been written by Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith with regards to dhikr-e khafi and maraqba. She said, radiallahu anha, that the angels, when they hear somebody do dhikr, like any other deed, when they witness a deed, then they do not realize that the person who's doing dhikr silent, where they cannot hear that person is attaining 70 times higher greed. So khafi dhikr, the angels cannot hear. Subhanallah. Silent dhikr, the angels cannot hear. Allah says, angels, you cannot hear this. You cannot hear this, because this is performed within the depths of the heart, and this is with between Allah and His servant, the creation, dhikr-e khafi. So tell me, how great an action this is, that directly an individual reaches to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nearness without anybody hearing or listening or seeing. So the angels that hear, the whole dunya does dhikr, they are great dhakir, alhamdulillah, like we do dhikr, we recite the kalimat. So the angels, they rejoice. This is their khuraq, this is their food, this is their sustenance, alhamdulillah, the dhikr of Allah. So when we do dhikr, this emanates our mouths as the food for the angels, and the angels run, they seek, where's a group of people sitting down doing dhikr, and we want to benefit as well, and the angels, they run towards Allah Ta'ala's remembrance gatherings. But dhikr khafi, silent dhikr, angels cannot hear, they cannot understand, they do not realize. So Allah Ta'ala says, my servant, when he remembers me this time, subhanAllah, that my servant at this point in time is remembering me, what's his objective? Is not thawab, is not reward, rather his objective or her objective of doing dhikr is myself. فَذْكُرُونِ يَذْكُرْكُمْ. At this moment in time, my servant is remembering me, his objective is not to get reward, this much thawab, this much I will be lifted in height and status, the angel will descend. No, after following this path, direct the student wants to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ma'rifah. Marifah. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my brothers. Allah Ta'ala has delivered us here. He's put us on this path with the barakah of my teacher, Nur al-Marqada rahmatullahi. May Allah Ta'ala allow immense light and barakah to descend on his grave. May Allah Ta'ala allow great walis to be born from his family. May Allah Ta'ala send his face to all of his generations. He was such a great wali of Allah, my Shaykh, that thousands of miles away he created a jama'ah of people who understood maraqabah, who love maraqabah, dhikr. So those who do have not learned this, come learn this dhikr. Don't waste your time. It's very easy, very simple, a great action. And those who have learnt, then value this. That what answer will we give to Allah tomorrow, apart from loss and negativity? We'll be scolded, we'll be punished by Allah that you did not fulfill the haqq of this dhikr, making a fast, do istighfar, tawbah, if you don't do it enough. And those people are weak, then have regret and remorse on your weakness that you're not doing enough dhikr, and create that feeling and awareness that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, the benefits of this. And a little bit of a hint I've given, that the friends of Allah, they can give us great teachings about the remembrance of Allah. So don't consider dhikr as a minor action, morning, evening, sitting dhikr. Come and sit in the majlis and join, partake and do dhikr with keenness and passion and desire, and consider that everything around me is not there and it's just me and my Allah, me and my Rabb. I am not a person who is a waste of time or space, rather I am the Ahl-e Marifah, the people of Marifah who want the nearness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned me in the Quran that I seek Allah and Allah Ta'ala loves me. Yuhubbun, Allah Ta'ala says that these people love me and I love them. Allah Ta'ala has defined the dhakir in the Quran in this way. So in this position, Allah Ta'ala gives this reward to those people who try and make effort. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, that you, mashallah, are those who have desire, you are that jamaat. Doesn't mean that there's only a few of you, you've given up your time and effort, you've come here for Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Some are from this locality, they are zaif and old and tired, but Allah Ta'ala has seated us here. Allah Ta'ala seated us here. We are, those brothers who are here are from the ulil albab. You're sitting here from the Ahl-e Marifah. You sit and you say, I'll do some dhikr. We'll lay something good. There are many things we can say. We prayed salah, we've done tilawah, recited Quran, surah mulk, surah sajda. Okay, let's go home and go to sleep. We fulfill the fard. This is dhikr, we don't need to. But Allah Ta'ala said, no, Allah Ta'ala has pulled our legs. Don't go yet. I want to give you much, much more, Allah Ta'ala says. Much, much more. So we should be grateful. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.